This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The City of Columbia is continuing its efforts to save energy in the downtown area. KBIA's Colin Evans has the details.
City Green the District in Columbia is in the second phase of its three-part grant program. The program will help downtown businesses reduce energy consumption. The second phase allows businesses to see where they can save energy through an energy audit and implementation process. Columbia's Energy Service Supervisor Frank Cunningham says the program will have long-term benefits for the city.
It will be positive for the city in that it will help those businesses that we support and we supply electric power to will be more viable. And any business that's more viable will be a continual customer in the future.
Sustainability Manager Barbara Buffalo says the program will also help the downtown area improve sustainability. She says energy savings is one of the most important parts of sustainability.
When you spend less on your energy and we don't have to produce as much, then we're getting the benefit in a healthier environment.
Buffalo expects the program to encourage families or business owners outside of the downtown area to make more energy-efficient choices at home. Colin Evans, KBIA News.
An MU journalism professor is leading a team of researchers trying to find out how an up-and-coming demographic consumes the news. KBIA's Nick Gass details the plans.
University of Missouri journalism professor Stephanie Kraft is the lead researcher of a project that will examine news literacy among teenagers. The Robert R. McCormick Foundation in Chicago is funding the project with a $50,000 grant.
There's all kinds of messages coming at people from all different kinds of sources, many of them new, many of them via newer technologies and so on. And it seems vital to understand how people are making sense of those things.
After some preliminary testing of university students, Kraft plans to focus her part of the research on groups of teenagers around Chicago. The groups will put together a survey to better understand their own news literacy. Kraft says eventually the research might tell them even more than just teens' news habits.
Like how civic-minded they might be or interested in participating in public life or the kinds of media they use, things like that. But right now, we're at square one.
The $50,000 given to Kraft and her team is part of almost $5 million in new journalism-related grants to 22 different organizations by the McCormick Foundation over the next 2 years. The grant money goes into effect next year. Nick Gass, KBIA News.
And a series of statewide meetings aimed at tackling Missouri's energy challenges end up with a public meeting in Columbia. The meeting is scheduled to be held today at the Reynolds Alumni Center on the University of Missouri campus. The goal of the energy stakeholder process is to bring together energy-related utilities, agencies, and consumer groups to help the Department of Natural Resources determine which energy issues should be the focus of plans and resources. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.